For me, I think it's the first time when I first try to watch an English Shakespeare movie without any subtitles, because the language is so sophisticated, and I have never watched that kind of language before. And at that time, I first realized that I didn't really understand most of the language, and as well as the entire movie. So I think that was the most memorable English learning experience for me.
When did
Yeah.
you watch that movie?
When? Last semester, because I took a literature class when I was during my exchange in the US. So that course was quite demanding. Yeah, and those local US students, they when they watch movies or even TV programs, they will never watch with subtitles. So yeah, so that was a little bit difficult for me. Yeah.
Do you have any memorable English read experience?
I think reading drama script, I guess, because like most of the famous drama script, or sorry, I think it's screenplay. Yeah, they have been made into motion pictures. So whenever I read those, sometimes I will read along with those motion pictures. So at that time, I can compare the both interpretation of the story. It's kind of interesting to see the directors and the playwright's point of view. They are most probably different. So yeah.
And do
Yeah,
you have
that's
any
it.
favorite parts of the movie?
Favorites. Recently I don't think I have a favorite, but I have watched 12 Nights by Shakespeare, both the movie and the screenplay. And the screenplay has been adapted into two different movie versions. It's quite rare, but one of them is adapted into African Indian versions, so as to show the gender and stereotypes of different culture backgrounds. So I think this 12 Night is kind of interesting in that way, because I don't think most screenplay will be adapted into two different cultural backgrounds interpretation. So yeah.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.